With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It has been announced jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is dead.
The prison service for the Yamalo-Nenets Autonomous Region posted a statement online saying Mr. Navalny had felt poorly after his walk and soon afterwards collapsed unconscious. It said medical staff of the penal colony arrived immediately and an ambulance team was called. The emergency doctors declared the prisoner dead. The cause of death is being established.
BBC correspondent Sasha Schlichter reporting. Also at SRNNews.com in Georgia, correspondent Ed Donahue reports on fiery testimony from DA Fonnie Willis that could impact former President Donald Trump's court cases.
Trump wants Willis and her team off the case because of a romantic relationship with Nathan Wade, the man she picked to prosecute Trump.
There was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Willis pointed out Trump attorney Ashley Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy.
You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Fulton County District Attorney's Office has opted not to put Willis back on the witness stand, avoiding the spectacle of more personal testimony from the top prosecutor. Wholesale prices accelerated in January. The producer price index rose 0.3% from December to January after having fallen 0.1% from November to December. Excluding food and energy costs, core wholesale prices rose 0.5%, and that's the most since last July. The Dow is down 42 points, the NASDAQ losing 25 points. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion is brewing in Arkansas.
And pro-lifers are gearing up. Voters will decide this fall whether or not to adopt an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arkansas Right to Life says, quote, if this ballot measure is adopted, it could make it impossible and illegal to pass any common sense protections for the unborn child or her mother in the future. ARL and other pro-life groups say they will work hard to convince voters to reject the amendment in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that lawmakers illegally blocked Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The decision stems from a 2022 funding bill that included wording attempting to block taxpayer dollars from going to America's largest abortion business. Missouri's Republican majority legislature has tried for years to keep healthcare dollars funding from going to Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Ford's top executive says that last fall's contentious United Auto Workers strike changed the company's relationship with the union to the point where it will think carefully about where it builds future vehicles.
CEO Jim Farley told the Wolf Research Global Auto Conference in New York that the company always took pride in its relationship with the UAW, having avoided strikes since the 1970s. But last year, Ford's highly profitable factory in Louisville, Kentucky, was the first truck plant that the UAW shut down with a strike. Farley said as the company looks at the transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles, quote, we have to think carefully about our manufacturing footprint.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Authorities say a burning truck's fuel tank exploded. While Los Angeles firefighters were trying to battle the blaze, 9 were injured, including 2 critically. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.